What's good, y'all? It's another episode of Monday Philosophy. Right now, it's only me and Samir, or because Casper just wanted to flake out on us. So you won't be hearing any white man knowledge today. Instead, you'll be hanging out with the brothers. And so I kind of picked a topic that, like, it would only kind of fit in with what's going on with me and Samir, or not really what's going on with us, but like a topic that Casper's opinion doesn't really matter in, because really, who cares about him? And so this podcast, if you didn't know, I haven't said it yet, is about I wouldn't say it's a rising issue, but it's an issue that's always been there, but it's just being talked about a lot, definitely because of J. Cole. Do you see that thing about J. Cole? About his song? Do you listen to it at all?
No.
You don't like J. Cole?
No.
I don't like J. Cole either. But I saw the tweets. And it's basically just about black men not protecting, or what would you say, projecting their insecurities, I would say, onto black women, and kind of separating it. This is just the intro. This is just the intro. So I'm gonna cut it right here. But we gonna hop in before we get to, because I know we about to. All right. So yeah, let's just hop into it. So black men, insecurities, black women. You have any thoughts on that?
Are you asking if black men project their insecurities?
Yeah.
Onto black women?
Because I've seen a lot of that stuff. Like, I mean, not a lot of them, but the ones I saw on Twitter, like the guy hitting her with the skateboard and one hitting quitting her. That was from...
Yeah,
okay, I did it. That sounded like it was stemmed from more like of insecurity of being shot down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're so embarrassed, but you want to keep this, like, I'm the man look in front of your... Because it happened in front of his friends.
Okay.
You see, you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Are you asking, like, if that's, like, always the case? Or, like, for that case?
Like,
what happens?
I think... Can you give us a little insight on, like, what happens? Like, in kind of different situations?
Well, a lot of black men don't see black women as, like... As, how do I put it? A lot of black men don't see black women as something of value to them. Even though, like, their mamas, sisters, aunties, grandmas, and all that black, but, like, they kind of just look down on them. And a lot of it's from, like, misogyny, self-hatred. Or when we specify that misogyny wall, actually, but, like, you know, it's really what it is.
That's what you got.
Like, I don't know what that is.
I just feel like this is a topic that should be talked about, but it's just hard because I don't know, like, we're not the people who do it. So we don't really have, like, insight. Like, if I saw a woman getting stuffed in the freezer, I'm gonna stand up for that, you know? Yeah. So it's like, what do you think goes through their head for them to be like, well, you already said it, they don't see him as...
Well, a lot of the thing is, a lot of guys don't call out their homies when they're doing fuck shit. So, like, that's a lot of it. Like, I mean, it's not exactly the same, but we know it happens to black women. It's like a lot of men don't call out rape when their friends do it.
That's true.
It's kind of the same thing. A lot of it's like, oh, just the homie. It's not gonna happen. But it's like, nah, them niggas is fucked. Oh, can I even?
God, this editor is gonna have a field day, bro. Whoever the editor is for this podcast, I'm sorry.
Them N words are F-U-C-K-E-D. But that's honestly, like, I don't.
I would say. So, okay. Why is it, I can't even ask, I feel like the questions I would ask would be questions I have answers, like, why do black men feel like they have to be, like, seen in a powerful light on, like, a power, like, on a black woman, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is there a ripple in between that, in between white women and the black men? Mm-hmm. But then, it, like you said, it just goes back to what you said before, which is like...
Wait, are you asking, like, why do black men, like, feel like they have to have a power over
Yeah.
black women?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. That's kind of weird to me, mm-hmm. at least. But for me, I also grew up around crazy strong women.
Mm.
So like,
this is why.
So like, for me, it's, I don't know. Like, I don't know why, because mm-hmm. I've never experienced or have seen it like firsthand, mm-hmm. where black women have been in a position where they couldn't handle themselves.
Facts.
Except that's also a problem because, like, a lot of time black women are seen as, like, always having to be so strong and not have anyone who can help protect them. Mm-hmm. Because then that's why it's always, like, black women are always down to help somebody, except they never get in the help back.
Mm.
I really don't know if that even answered the question, but that's
not... That's what I'm saying. It's so hard. Going on. Yeah. Like, it's hard because we're, like, this is not more of a in-depth discussion on the issue. It's more like a just bringing up the issue. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because we need a black woman's perspective in.
Yeah, like, we do need a black woman's perspective in here.
Maybe a
part two. As of now, we're just bringing up the issue because let's just go into the J. Cole thing. Maybe we could talk about that a little more.
I don't know that much. I mean, I know from what I've seen, it was No Name.
But now, was that a person or
yeah, it's like a rapper? She's like a female rapper.
Oh, okay. I
never heard of her before. Mm, but I like saw
me neither.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like saw the tweets mm-hmm. and stuff, so like, and I thought, okay, she's a rapper. But she tweeted basically that a lot of your like top rappers mm-hmm. aren't speaking about Black Lives Matter, but like most of their music mm-hmm. is about like black issues. And there's only really two artists that focus heavily on that, and mm-hmm. that's Kendrick and J. Cole.
Yeah.
And then J. Cole made a song
called like Snow and the Billy Blues.
That's stupid.
Bro.
But, and from what I've seen, it was basically like he replied in the song saying he's not as woke
mm-hmm.
and that it should be her job or the woke people's job
mm-hmm.
to educate them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is inherently wrong, but like,
I feel like that one's a little weird. That one's a little weird.
Because it's not, I just think the way he could, it's more, that was like a read the room situation.
Yeah, I would agree. Because like, I don't think what he said was like completely wrong, uh-huh. but it was just the wrong time to
it's
bring
like,
it up.
Not saying that, and then it's like, bro, like, it's also really not a black woman's job to explain everything to you. Especially your grown ass making music all day about it. Learn, teach yourself at some point. So it's like this whole time you're making music without knowing.
Mm-hmm.
But
how do you... That's a good... All right, so this is a question. I'm just playing devil's advocate because I agree. But so if he already said that he's not educated on it. So the only way to like get educated on it fast... Y'all can't see this, but Samir's like... Samir just... The only way to get educated on it fast would be to ask a black woman, right?
Yeah, but it's like, you don't... Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, we live in such a social media world where there's tweets all the time. Where we kind of just got read the tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, I'm not a black woman. But, like, I see what's going on just from the people I follow. And mm-hmm. instead of, like, just ignoring it, I... try to figure out what's going on and learn from it.
That's
so
true.
It's like, this of course you can ask, but it's like, he was also like, be gentle when you ask and shit. It's like, all right, bro, like, I want me to do sit down. Like,
that's,
hey, J. Cole, this is exactly what's going on. It's like, sir, you're how old?
That's true. That's true, but then, come, that's hard. That's hard, because I feel like, I wouldn't like somebody like yelling at me trying to explain shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one does.
Yeah.
But it's also like you kind of got to think of it. Are they really yelling just to like yell at you, or are they really trying to say something where it's like, how off, because the way I kind of think about it, mm-hmm. like, black women have been, like, constantly having to explain themselves. Mm-hmm. So, like, how much more do they have to explain themselves? So, like, if they're yelling, it's just, like, and saying the same shit forever. That's how I constantly...
That's true. But that doesn't make it right, though.
Oh, does it? But that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. So, like,
at least I ain't going to argue with them.
At least listen to what they're saying.
Yeah. Or try
like,
to.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I mean... So, I do. Like, I think... Facts. Even, like... Think of it even like you getting yelled at by your mom. You don't really listen all the way, but you like, all right.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of just take it like.
But I feel like when like if you put it to your mom, if my mom yelled at me, I'm just listening to whatever she wants done, but I'm not doing it to understand. Like I still leave the conversation mad because I'm like, why are you yelling when you could just talk to me normally?
And
I
that's true.
Yeah.
But okay, no, that makes sense because for me. Usually, I will leave the conversation mad for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be like a time where I'm just like, all right, what she's saying makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I get it. But I think it's more just like a, if you're listening or not, or mm-hmm. you care enough. Like, I don't know, honestly.
That one's hard because I saw a lot of people getting on him because of he was policing her tone. And then they were calling, and then he was calling her queen, but using queen as in like, Like the sassy queen, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it wasn't like the uplifting.
Yeah, it wasn't like the uplifting one. That's what people are getting. And people in the comments were saying like, Loki, I'm done being called queen. Like, I don't want no one calling me that because like, that's starting to sound like pretty much like female or like bitch, honestly.
Damn, I knew that.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying, I don't know if that's how it was in there because we didn't listen to the song.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it.
Fuck J. Cole. I'm just playing with y'all.
I don't say all that.
I don't say all that either. But
I don't listen to him. I like Kendrick. Happy birthday, Kendrick.
Happy birthday, Kendrick. Let's talk about some real goats. Matt.
Oh, my God. But I don't know, though. Honestly, with black men and women, I think what it is that black women are already, like, honestly, probably the most hated group in America.
Mm.
Even though they're, like, the most educated group, but, like, that's another
thing.
But, they're, like, really hated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think... I guess I would say that black men are kind of just following suit of, like, to what's going on, basically.
Mm.
And it's, like, instead of helping it or aiding to it.
Mm.
So, I guess that's what it would be. Because, like I said earlier, there's factors to it. Like, self-hatred and misogyny and all that. So, like...
No,
oh, misogyny no. is misogyny directed towards black women.
Ooh, bars! No, you ain't nothing about that. Go ahead, bro.
But like, I guess that's like I really don't know. Like that's what I guess it would be.
No, the thing that I was saying a lot of was that going back to what's her name, No Name, which why is that your rapper name? That's like who's the guy from Odysseus, the Odyssey. That when he said when he killed the Cyclops and he said, tell my name is Nobody. And they're like, Nobody heard me. I don't know.
That's kind of smart.
Was she going for that?
That's kind of smart. I'm going to do that.
Please don't.
Who heard you? Nobody. That's kind of smart.
But I was going to say. This is weird, man. I was going to say.
Who ran you over? Nobody. How you get run over? Nobody ran me. Oh, that's funny.
Mr. and Mrs. Nobody.
You say nobody did it. It wasn't me. But. What were you going to say? My bad.
You're good. Oh, sorry. Sorry to that editor. The funny thing is I never go back and edit. It gets raw in there, bro. But I was going to say, I was seeing a lot of women saying that when men go for Black Lives Matter, like they speak on it,
mm-hmm.
they're actually talking about
what themselves?
Black men. They were saying like they don't talk about black, they're not meaning black women. Almost in a weird way, like the opposite of Declaration of Independence in a weird way. Like how they like when, like
okay, I think I know.
You know what I mean? Like they meant like all white people were pretty equal, but it's not really for everyone, you know?
I could see that. Because we focus
mm-hmm.
a lot more on the black men that are killed usually than the black women
mm-hmm.
that get killed. And I would say, like, kind of everybody's just subject to it. Mm-hmm. In, like, the sense that, like, no one really knows. Like, there was a, she was a 7-year-old girl who, it was, like, 2010 or something, like, a while ago when she died. Mm-hmm. But, like, she got, like, shot in the head.
Oh.
From, like, being her house got raided by cops.
And, are you serious?
Yeah, she was the same age as, what's his name? 12-year-old got had the toy gun, Tamir.
I forgot his name, but I know what you're talking about.
I can't think of his last name. I don't want to say it's like his last name wrong. I just can't think of his last name right now.
I ain't got his name, bro. I don't know. But I know tired, I know you're talking about
but him. But yeah. They were the same age. Uh-huh. So like there was this tweet where it was like, is this Rice or Brown's last name? Tamir Brown, Rice?
Tamir. I feel like Rice is it.
Honestly, what if his name? Because what if I'm hungry, neither? But... And I feel so bad. No, I gotta look at stuff. I can't
okay, see yeah, look at that, look at that. I feel that, I feel that. No, that's respect. That's respect. That's respect.
It is Rice.
I told you, Rice all right.
But he was the same age, and they would have been graduating 2020. So somebody like tweeted was like, Tamir Rice would have been graduating this year. And then somebody quoted him was like, so would she. Have she. Mm. And now I was like, that's crazy. I didn't even, I think I heard about her story literally like this year. Mm. Even though this happened years ago. So it's basically like the same thing. And like how the whole like protest right now, mm-hmm. like, it's got sparked again because of George Floyd, but it's like
Breonna Taylor
wasn't, and that was before that. Mm. So it's like, I guess it kind of makes sense.
It does. I would say it kind of makes sense.
It was more like Black Lives Matter. Yeah, I guess kind of like you said, the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah,
it was more for just like straight cisgendered Black men. And not, like, the full encompassing Black people.
So, when you think of, like, the hierarchy of, like, people in, like, the world.
Okay.
Do you know where I'm going with this or not?
I think I do.
So, like, where what's your how's the, like ranking go? Yeah.
Of, like?
Of, like, people who are...
Like, in like if just Black people or everyone?
Just everyone.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty good thing to like bring to light.
I think the hierarchy would probably be
like we know white men on top,
straight white men,
yeah,
on top, straight cisgendered white men, mm-hmm. then straight cisgendered white woman, yeah, and then I guess the white LGBTQ community, but like then they kind of also have like their own ranking somewhere else. So I maybe that. Mm. And then, the way I would then her like Asians, mm-hmm. like they're straight cisgendered men and women, mm-hmm. and then their LGBTQ like mm-hmm. community, and then, I don't know who's higher between the Black and Latino communities, mm. but like that's
where we're at though
on the bottom.
So. We ain't getting no trophy. So.
Yeah, so.
We're just going home.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly. We're just here.
I mean, jokes on them. We throw the best parties.
We barely even got the dish. Not wrong.
We got the best food. They had the best food. Let's get it.
Yeah, I guess it would go like that.
And that's tough. So that means it'll be black man, and then would you put LGBT above the women, or would you put women and
no,
LGBT?
I would put the women above the LGBTQ community because, I mean, shit. They have the most of, like, there's this thing called, like, intersectionality, mm-hmm. where it's, like, all of your, I'm gonna say, struggles and how they intersect. So it's, like, one, so it'll be like this. It's kind of like a sway of like what privileges you have. Mm-hmm. So like us being guys, you're a privilege of being guys, mm-hmm. so you won't be looked down. Mm-hmm. And but like we also have the struggle of being Black, mm-hmm. so we look down from that. Mm-hmm. So Black women, they'll have it like double.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're Black, so it's like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, oh, you're a woman, it's like, oh shit. So mm-hmm. you got them both. So that's mm-hmm. like where they intersect. Mm-hmm. Think of like a street.
Yeah.
So it's like intersect. I get you. And then it's like the LGBTQ community is like, well shit. You could be Black, a woman, and gay, mm-hmm. and then I was like, well damn bro, you got three things on. So I was like, I mean, this is, I wouldn't put them,
yeah, I guess above. That's true. It. That's true. So do you think that this is just a
my neck?
You think it's just a, it's all good, a constant, like, do you think this is So, do you think the... So, women and men, like, let's take it from, like, the race. So, women and men, just in general, they're not seen... You don't think they're as... They're not seen as equals?
Do I think they are?
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, I'm just being devil's advocate. I don't think so either. I'm just bringing
the question up. Right? Yeah, no, not. Okay. Like, not at all.
I just wanted you to go up in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You live in the
It's called a segue. I'm getting good at this podcast.
We live in a patriarchal society. Mm-hmm. So, like, honestly, being born a man, you're kind of already going to have the privilege mm-hmm. that you get from being a man. Mm. So, until that's, like, abolished.
Now, is that ever going to be abolished?
Should, but I don't know if it will be.
How do you abolish it, though?
Well, you know my thing. I say burn it all and start over.
But, like, that would be the easiest way to do it.
I don't know if it's the correct way.
I don't know if it's the correct way either, but it's definitely
easy. Ozai was planning to burn it all, too. Stop,
Ozai.
But we team Avatar over here. I'm just saying.
Man, Ozai, bro.
Listeners, they're like, her never has these energy. It's coming from because I didn't eat, and I'm half tired.
You so haven't
I'm
just eaten?
Still crazy right now.
Oh, my God.
But,
no, remember what you were saying.
I don't.
Patriotic.
You said it's like, oh, because you live in patriarchal society. Mm-hmm. So, like, until then, honestly, women aren't going to be seen. I mean, until, like, that's abolished, women really aren't going to be seen, like, as equal. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, yeah, honestly. So.
It's so weird because this issue is everlasting, but, like, we can't really talk about it because everything there is so, like, black and white. Like, it really is, you feel me? Like, I don't know what else to say.
It's a good term for right now. It's a good term for
right now. Okay. But it's just black and white, like.
Honestly, it's kind of, it's a weird, like, this just shows me how to get more educated on it. But, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
Truly. It's black men need to hold other black men accountable for the shit they do. And men need to hold other men accountable for the shit they do.
Facts. Just like in general.
Yeah, so.
No one should be stuffed in a freezer unless you're dead. Like. Let's be real now, bro. Everyone just stood there and watched her just get stuffed in the freezer. Like, that's weird.
Like, the woman, like, the guys who put the lady in the dumpster, and it's like,
a
Black Lives Matter shirt on, and then
put a
belittle,
all
another black human being by putting in a dumpster. Right. You just saw defeat, and it's like, bro, like y'all gotta.
And now the white people laughing at us.
Just bugging. Oh, I can't say that. Oh my God, I can't.
God damn, bro, that ain't gonna have a field day.
Bro, it's just like, cause it's just wild.
Nah, it's really wild. Like, we're laughing about it because, like, it's so, it's just wild.
You would think, like,
like, it's common sense
not to put someone in a dumpster. But it's just like, it's
you
crazy.
Can't put nobody in a dumpster.
It's crazy. And then, like, it's like, what can they really do in that instance? It was a whole bunch of them.
Yeah,
guys.
even the freezer one. There was like,
I didn't see that one, so I'm glad I did.
God, she really liked it. Stop. He's really just stiff arming her.
Bro, how you did that? That's just
like, I don't know. Like, who raised you?
I really trying to figure out.
Who raised you?
That's why I'd be saying, like, I think it's a lot of it's self hatred or like internalized racism. Like I said, those are huge things that are prevalent in the black community. Now, do we talk about them? No. Should we? Yeah.
We don't really talk about our issues
that. Well,
that's the thing, too. I feel like black men don't talk about their issues enough, and so they just take it out
on their women.
On their women.
Ooh.
Ooh. No, that's a little deep, huh? I can't go to no therapy, bro.
Yes, you can.
I can't go.
Yes, you can.
Bro, they go. Someone's gonna get a check off of me.
Who? What?
Huh?
Honestly, I should get a check. That's what I'm saying. But no, you can. I think that needs to be said more. Men need to go to
therapy. Men need to go to therapy. No, I'm some real ass good.
Men need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And then everybody need to go to
therapy. Everybody need to go to therapy.
Therapists, y'all doing. Y'all doing some work.
Some
I
of
said,
y'all.
Did I say therapy or therapist?
You said therapy. But oh, right now, when you said therapy, yeah. you said therapy.
Oh, I'm going to say therapist.
Yeah.
But y'all know what I mean.
And another thing, too, is people just need to be, just people themselves need to be more open, show more empathy to one another, man. So we don't always have to go to another, like a therapist. Because, look, they be charging. They be charging, bro. I'm just trying to vent. You vent. Maybe we'll go get some beers. Hug. You feel me? Like, thanks,
well,
bro.
Well, yeah, but you gotta, a lot of it, I don't really know where it stems from. Mm. So I guess I'll have to, like, look into that.
Mm.
But a lot of it was, like, black men had to be seen. I don't know if it's, like, a, I don't know if it's paired with a black thing and, like, a, being a man,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote thing,
mm-hmm.
of like, you gotta be the strong one and the provider, so you gotta always look and act a certain way. And, mm-hmm. and that can come from like a masculinity thing, mm-hmm. which is toxic for real, but like, that's another conversation. Mm-hmm. So, like, I really don't know.
I think that one comes from, I think that one comes from racism.
A what?
Like, the black man always having to look like he has something to prove.
Oh, it could.
I really think so.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because I think that, even when I think about movies, uh-huh. like black movies, like, let's say like Juice, or, you know what I'm saying? Or Juice, Boys in the Hood, you feel me? Mm-hmm. All about people like trying to prove that they're more than what society views them as, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So like, they have to have that, it's kind of ingrained in them. So I'm sure their dad was doing that too, you feel me? Their dad was doing that too.
I always wonder, like, you know, like generational trauma?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I wonder if it's
that. We're supposed to do a podcast from, on it, but go ahead. Yeah,
we were a while back. I think I was still, was I even bigger yet?
No, you were in
The old one,
yeah.
Wow.
Maybe that'll be the next one that we'll have when
Mr. Casper's here.
Yeah.
Mr. Bougie Blase.
Yeah. Bougie Blase.
But yeah. Yeah, I wonder if it's like a generational trauma thing. Like, maybe like they had to act that way. Mm. Like, I don't know. I would say during slavery, because I don't know how it would work. But possibly, but like maybe like right after, they had to act like a, y'all been holding us down for so long, we can do it too.
Yeah.
The other thing, maybe it's been passed.
Yeah. Down.
And I would say that's like a trauma thing because it stemmed from a trauma, mm-hmm. and not like it just wanted to be, ooh, I don't know how I'm going to word that. Not better than like what you are thinking, but like a, I don't know, y'all can hear what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying.
So maybe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Imagine like a day before you were a slave and a day after you're walking free, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, yeah, quote unquote free. But like, you're like, hey, I used to work for you and now I work with you. You know what I'm saying?
Then they're like,
oh,
let me not say it all.
Please, I can't do no more editing, bro.
I'm gonna edit.
I know.
But, yeah, I don't know. That's another topic, huh? Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of topics that stem
from that. A lot of things. So like, truly, I don't know, but.
But let it be clear that just because we're given reasons, that doesn't change the fact that we still agree that black men are the issue. I think black men are the issue in that. And like what? The black woman, the black men and the black woman, like them.
Oh, yeah, men are trash.
Well, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. So just because we're giving reasons, honestly, we're not justifying it, you feel me? Yeah. You won't catch me throwing nobody in the dumpster unless I shot him myself. You know what I'm saying? Hi, Mom.
Yeah, honestly, it's I really don't know.
I don't know about
really
that, bro.
Because like, I really would think about like, I'm like, damn, like that's your mom, bro. Like,
yeah,
mom's black, your sisters, your aunties, your grandma. I'm like, oh, that's a lot of people you're not liking that you grew up around who raised
facts.
You. So like, I guess I think it's maybe it's a self hatred thing, possibly. Honestly, that's
to be.
That it could be. I really don't know. Because I've never had, like, a thing where it was, like, that I looked down on black women or anything.
But yeah.
Like I said earlier, it's not like I would ever have a chance to.
True.
Mom would slap me.
Facts. You better. Mom, I actually punch a hole in your chest.
Honestly.
So, I'm like an exaggeration, but it's really not. Grew up around
strong black women, and honestly, like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. So I really, but then that makes it sound like, I guess, the black men who do.
Mm-hmm. Are not around powerful women.
Yeah, so then it's like,
I think it's just
not the case, most likely.
It's just being raised with morals to me. Like, why?
Yeah, but then again, I highly doubt I would see. That has to be, like, I highly doubt the black man be like, oh, look down. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it would have to be, like, the black man just overpowering them.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, and then the kid growing up seeing that and then them, like, making it happen themselves. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it has to be something with, like, the way they're raised. Because yeah,
truly. So, I don't see
how throwing a girl, bro, throwing anyone into a dumpster, bro.
I could not see that happening at all in my household.
About like, if your ass is a dumpster.
Bro, like, my mom would be throwing us in the dumpster. Like, I don't see that happening, so it's really funny. I don't know. I mean, it's not funny, but, like, it's just funny that
people even like, think that there's an option. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really trying to, like, put myself in that position where it'd be like, I'm gonna throw you in the dumpster. I don't even know I could do that to you,
bro. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, that's so much energy you just wasted. Like,
bro, I gotta throw you in a dumpster. I can just be like, all right, but, like, you got it.
Yeah. Like, but a dumpster. Like, I just can't make you sit down. Like, you got to throw me into a dumpster.
And then there's a lot of y'all.
A lot of y'all. So that means not only was the guy who's actually mad, but then, like, his friends were like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, then they agreed to
that. They agreed in their head.
I was saying, a lot of guys don't call out their guy friends. And that's a problem. I call them out.
That is so weird to me.
I remember seeing a tweet.
That's so
it's
weird.
Funny. It's really not. I'm laughing. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't really know why I'm laughing. But I am.
It's just because it's just blasphemous. Like,
honestly. So, like, I saw a tweet where it was like, it was more like when a lot of people were like speaking on their sexual assault experiences. Mm-hmm. But it was like, there's a lot of rapes happening, but a lot of guys don't know. I think there was, like, a lot of people know girls who are raped, but, like, y'all don't know a lot of guys who are rapists. And now I was like, that's funny. But it's like, they do.
That's true.
He's not calling it out. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. That's very strange.
It's weird. That's even in itself weird, like, raping a girl, bro.
Bro, that's weird.
I just think that's just the weirdest. A girl is crying and you're just really like, yes.
Yeah, like, this bro, this you are psychopathic. Bro, like, you're psychopathic. And one thing that I think that needs to stop is that a lot of time when that happens, it'll be, like, other guys who aren't trying to do anything wrong inherently, I don't think, but possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be like, oh, don't group that up with men. They're boys. I don't really like that. Yeah. I don't even know if we're still on topic, honestly.
Honestly, this is a good topic. They gonna like this.
But, like, I don't like it because it'd be like, bro, nah, they're grown men.
Yeah.
They need to... Yeah. They're going to be held accountable for that. We're not going to try to...
Yeah.
Diminish it. Like, oh, they're boys, so they can, like, slide. Nah, bro.
Honestly.
You're, like, 40. You're grown. You should know better. And then it's even for the ones that's, like, 21, trying to go for, like, a 16-year-old. Bro, you're brave,
bro,
too.
That's weird.
I don't know. I don't know, bro. Honestly.
That was weird.
Honestly, I don't know why this topic got me so, like, up.
Because it's a horrible topic. Like, I just, anything that involves rape, I think rape should be a crime that equals death. I honestly believe that.
Wow.
You should just, because I feel like I'd rather know a racist than a rapist. I don't know about you. Let's talk about that.
Would you rather know a rapist than a rapist?
Rapists and child molesters, those two, I think those
are
like...
No, they're horrible. I'm just trying to figure out which one I see worse. Huh. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Rapist?
Actually, now that I'm saying like it, it depends on the racist because...
I think I would maybe say I would rather know a rapist. I don't even know if I want to say that, though. Because I want
to I'm not laughing because I'm just laughing because this is a topic.
No, because I'm really like... Yeah. Y'all can't see my face right now, but I'm really, really like thinking, him, like, I don't know. Because I when I think of it, like, a lot of racism slides.
Yeah.
So it's like... I said no one, but it's like, bro, really, like, yeah, a lot of them losing their jobs and stuff as they should, but it's like, for real, for they can, their life still won't continue.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, rapists, nobody like rapists.
Nobody like rapists.
So it's like, you can't go and get your comeuppance.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Saying. So, I, like, if I know rapists, I'm going to go fight them. But if I know racists, I'm going to go fight them. But also, like, but it's like, they, like, it'll probably look more on me because I'll be the black. I'm like, oh, you're fighting.
Yeah,
and it's going to hurt you like a stereotype. It's like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. So I'm sure even racists don't like rapists, but a lot of racists are rapists. Fuck.
See, like, what did I say? They remember the three.
Oh
R's?
Yeah, you said racist, rapist, and
Republican.
Okay. Golly.
Honestly, those are like my three R's. I hope I don't raise a kid to be one of those.
Okay.
No, I mean, I do. And that, but like that sounds so bad.
It just matters who's the best in the, you know what I'm saying, who's
yeah,
best
that
for
is
running.
True.
You
that
know
is
what I'm saying?
True. It honestly doesn't go by what party you are, because both parties are actually horrible and need to be
yeah,
burned down
facts,
themselves too.
Facts.
Honestly, my whole take is abolish America. But like stop. But like I'm not gonna say all of that. It's gonna come after me. Yeah. I'm gonna have the FBI. Secret Service knocking on my door.
For real.
But like for real, I'm gonna let my communist homies handle that one.
Facts, okay.
So
the communist homies are the bat.
Yeah. So honestly, again, I don't know what we were talking about,
know,
but
bro.
It just kept going.
I think so. Let's
we
just,
need to defend black women.
That's it. That's the stance. The stance is yeah, defend black women. At least you know you got two black men who don't disrespect black women. Who are always going to at least try to be as respectful as possible. We're not throwing nobody in dumpsters, bro. That's
yeah, honestly.
That's
bro.
Just so.
I didn't throw them in the dumpster.
Yeah, honestly.
That's the weird thing, because I know damn well they wasn't going to try to put me in a dumpster.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't going to happen,
mm-mm.
And that's because of, well, Sanji.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's a topic that really needs. That probably could have been the topic itself, Massage and Juan. But like again, I don't know. If we know enough.
That's the problem. That's why. Yeah, I don't think I know enough. Cause I just think what I know. I don't know the logistics. Like I don't know the academic terms. Mm-hmm. I just know the common sense. Like I'm not gonna
True.
Disrespect somebody at the home in a dumpster. Like even if I didn't like you, like. I feel
yeah,
like there's more of an option of me shooting you in the leg than throwing
bro,
you in
like
a
dumpster, bro. Like,
like,
okay, this is like a callback to way earlier.
Okay,
remember the little girl? I was like, I can't remember her name.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up so we could say so her name could be
okay.
said.
Say her name.
Ayanna Jones.
Ayanna Jones.
I hope that's how it's pronounced, but like I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
All right. Rest in power. Rest in power.
So yeah, that's who we. That's who I was thinking of earlier. But, like, again, I had to look up her name. Well,
yeah.
I already had an idea to memorize the name.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
So, what do you think is... I wouldn't say there is... So, the women aren't doing anything wrong. But my question would be, what do you think that they could do more? I don't even want to say that because
I don't
that
know,
sounds...
Because then it makes... Yeah, it makes it sound
so
like
they're doing something...
Enough,
yeah.
Or something like...
Which
like,
you guys are... You guys are doing
or
everything,
doing
right? I'm
wrong.
Just, yeah. They're not.
I don't know. Honestly, I'd be, like, seeing all the tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just really be, like, reading the thread to, like... Like, the shit black women go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be so, like, dumbfounded.
Bro.
Because, like... For real. Black women are, like... The driving force
mm-hmm.
behind so much
mm.
for like the culture.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that always speak up for black men, for other races.
Mm.
They're always fighting for like.
They're fighting for everybody.
Honestly,
black women are just lovers, man.
Bro, for real. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
It really be like all the time. Like, it's just like black women, you'll always be like, you know, you're going like, it's a comfort.
Yeah.
There.
They actually have a. In a weird way, they have a positive stereotype. Because they're the ones that's like, come here, baby. Like, come on in.
Yeah, that's true. That, but I don't know if I would say it's a positive
stereotype. I would say it's positive, but it's just not in a negative.
But it's a part of.
Yeah. The yeah. Yeah. Right? Like the.
Yeah, it's just not one of the negative ones.
Yeah, it's just not one of the negative ones.
But it's, yeah, so I really don't know. I really wonder, like, what it is that made them, like, so hated. Truly.
I don't know. I think that.
It's a weird thing to feel. I don't know.
It is. And I think it's because people like it when it's for them, but they don't like when it's against them.
What you mean?
Meaning, like, they like that. Oh, you're good. They like that caring force when it's for them. Oh, come in. Mm-hmm. But when you're on the opposition side.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like when it's, oh, come here, baby. But they don't want to like, bro, get your shit.
Yeah.
Well, deal with it.
That was true. That's true. That's all you can do. But that thing about it, I even put that with black men. You think that like black women are like, oh yeah, you like when your black woman comes home, gets you a plate, asks how you're doing. But when they start, talking to them, like, hey, you're broke and dirty, like, what the fuck do you know? You fucking mean, you ain't even, like, oh.
Don't get mad because she called
out. Because she called you out what you are, you feel me?
That's what it is. I don't know, but I think it's like black women are announced. They're outspoken, mm-hmm. and like a lot of, a lot of people cannot handle that. So maybe that's how it is. But mm-hmm. like, even that sounds like it's flawed. Like I really don't.
Yeah, because there's other outspoken people.
So like, but I think the thing is, it's when they are outspoken, then they're seen as like angry black women.
Yeah, that's true.
And
too.
Then it's like, bro, no, I'm just voicing my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
So you think another race of women have that stereotype? I guess in a weird way, I guess Karen, in a weird way.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Because
it's different. Okay, it's kind of that. Mm-mm. Okay, go ahead, right?
Nah. Uh-uh. Because Karens, this is what Karens actually are. So, like, there's the joke of the Karen where it's like that weird swoop over blonde short thing okay. they had. And that's like what their image is. Like, well, let me speak to your manager and all that. But like, really, like Karen is a white woman who will basically play her role as a white woman of like being this fragile type of person where they're not actually aiding in white supremacy, but they're just like next to it. Mm-hmm. So it was like, nah, like they basically, a Karen is like a white woman who plays their victim card. Because it's like, they like, it's like in the video, I don't know, you probably seen it, where it was like, I think we talked about it in the last one, maybe. I don't remember. Talked about the white woman who was in New York with her park. I mean, I said with her park, with her dog in the park.
Yeah.
Central Park, and she called the cops and was like, oh, there's a black man traumatizing, like, threatening me or
you're
some
right.
shit. And she started putting on these fake tears. Uh-huh. And there was a whole video where the guy was at least like 5 feet away from her, not even talking to her. So it was like a lot, white women have this thing. I don't know what it is. They perfected it. They got this skill where it's like they can just go straight into a cry really quick. And it's like they
bro,
just
what
perfected.
Kind of world are we living in?
Bro, it's a strange world, it's bro. Because it's like, and they know it so well that they can play that victim because they kind of have this double, I don't know if this is the correct word, but I would use intersectionality for because like that's the only thing my mind can think of right now. But they kind of have this thing where they can play as a double thing, like, oh, I'm a woman, so then that's her kind of paired with like the patriarchy, like, oh, women seem as less than, so let's protect them.
Yeah,
so they can play that card really well. They're not played as like a white woman who was like, oh, they have to be protected from these thugs, so they can use it really easy against black people.
Yeah,
so like they have this double thing that they can play like a victim to. So like that's what a Karen is. So like for real is not the same.
Okay, thanks. Bro. I just wanted to explain it for the people, bro. I didn't agree with that, bro. That's a fair. He just flamed up, bro.
Nah, because I begin like, bro, because it just be so many videos.
Yeah,
it's like there was one where I think the guy made like a wrong turn, so he's like trying to get out of a park, like a national park or one like nature park. I don't know. Places I don't go.
Yeah.
So, but it's like a nature park, and he made the wrong turn, so he tried to make a U-turn to get out of it. Then this white woman like called the cops and like sit in front of the car. It's like, oh my god, he ran me over. Oh my God, but the car did not move an inch, bro. It didn't move a centimeter, I don't know. Whatever the smallest one is, it didn't move. And then she's like, she was like, forgot. I think his name's like Ben. She's like, Ben, let me over.
Oh, I did see that one. Bro. It was at night, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did see it.
She got fired, so that's what she get. But it's like, they just, it's very easy for them to play the victim. So, yeah. And then there's any white women who are listening. If the shoe doesn't fit, don't get mad. And if it do, deal with it. So, and that's going for the black men too. The shoe fit.
You're right.
You got a problem and it's going to be me.
So, facts.
But yeah, honestly, I don't know. Truly, honestly. I'm saying I don't know, like I
don't. Yeah, like you just didn't explain it, bro. You drop gems when you say I don't know at the end of it, bro.
Because honestly, I don't think I dropped the gem. I think it's dropped honestly, like common knowledge.
And you would think it is, but then you see videos of people throwing people in dumpsters and calling them.
That's wild.
It's really wild, bro.
Bro, how you going? Because my question always be like, would they have been mad if that was like their sister getting thrown in a dumpster?
True. Or they'd be like, damn.
I'm like, oh, probably should have got thrown in a dumpster, bro.
Yeah. And maybe, that takes me back to the rape thing. When guys be saying that, they dress this way. So,
bro.
Here we go.
Bro. Weird as shit.
Bro.
You know how weird that is?
Bro, that's so weird, bro.
Bro, they'd be like, oh, maybe you shouldn't have had on a bikini. Bro, just don't rape
us.
You ever think of that? Like, I don't
know. I swear she said bro, no, bro.
Then it'd be like, I remember seeing something. I don't know how true it is. But I'ma still say it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically like,
take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it's basically, I don't know it was a number. I just remember seeing it like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was basically like, women who are even in sweats, in a hoodie, are still getting raped. So it's like, it's not like,
the clothing matters.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you're a rapist.
Yeah,
that's that. So yeah. I think that's like a lot of it. I think a lot of that conversation comes from men not wanting to hold other men accountable. So we're going to put it onto the woman when she was the victim. So like, how are we going to blame the victim for what happened to them? It makes no sense. So like, I don't give a fuck. They walked out with their bare ass. You better not rape them.
Yeah.
That shouldn't even. How does that come to
that
a
that come fall? To your head, bro? Like, no. Like, at least go ask her something. Like, hey, you think I can get, like, a touch or something? I mean, you'll get slapped, but.
Even that,
like.
Bro, because it's like, let them vibe out in peace.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You're right, though.
That's really what it is. Let them vibe out in peace. And then I guess they'll be like, well, how he goes to get our girl, bro. I don't know. Don't be rapey. She'll come to you. Like, I don't know, bro. I really don't know. And that's not, I want to say that's for y'all to figure out, but like, clearly y'all aren't figuring it out.
Yeah, but if you guys are figuring it out, this wouldn't be a podcast. So
yeah,
I mean,
like, I don't know.
I'm hoping
bro.
Y'all put us out of business, but y'all not putting
honestly,
us out of business.
Honestly, bro, like, I'm going to start a class teaching them. Like, and if anytime y'all got we're going to get fought. Like, you don't fail, you get fought. I don't know. Yeah. I'm having a fighter like that. I don't know. I'm gonna say that. I'll probably really fight for that. But
I'll fight for them. And people and the women that get raped, the consequences that happen to the guys are dick. Literal dick.
Well, because one, what are the consequences?
I can't think of one.
There really are.
And I'm speaking from this because we're speaking this. I'm thinking of somebody that I know.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I'm thinking a couple people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
actually,
it's like, what consequences do they get from this? Honestly, none. Like, there isn't any at all. Zilch. Like, I can't think of one. I really want to think of it, but it's like, I don't think there is because, well, one, a lot of time when that happens, the woman isn't believed.
Sure.
And then they'll be like, even if they are believed, they're like, why didn't you say something sooner? And be like, well, bro, like, a lot of them can't even fully comprehend what just happened to them.
Yeah.
They repressed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, again, like I said, they won't be believed. So it's like, of course I kept quiet because then I'm going to be jumped on.
Sure.
That. And it's like,
how do you know that you did? Or
it's
what,
like,
what did you
do?
What did you do? Oh, that
bro.
One.
Bro, that'd be getting me hot.
Live?
Like,
walk?
I was breathing. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I didn't
what
do
kind
anything.
Of world are we fucking living in, bro? It's so weird.
Bro, a world that you.
Honestly, the option's getting better and better each time,
bro. I be telling y'all be thinking I'm so radical when I talk. I'll be serious. Bro, I gotta dismantle all of it and put women in positions that where they can really have control.
Facts.
And then again, put black women in positions that really have control, because we all know white women really only speak for themselves when it comes to their own feminism. But like, that that's another conversation.
That's true.
I don't know why this topic got me so heated. Because I'd just be so pissed.
Bro, it's because you see it all on the internet and you're just like, there's so much of them, like, or so many of them. It's just like, you would think that this is just common sense. I just can't get over you having sex with a girl that's crying. Bro, that's that is just weird to me. How does your, like, how do you keep it up? Like, that's just weird to me. Oh, like, I'm my shit is hiding. It's retracting.
Bro, they're like, where'd it go? Like, you good, bro?
Yeah, like they gonna stop crying and ask, like, what happened, bro?
Yeah, because, like, you can make a wrong face. I'm like,
yeah, I'm about to ask you, like, what's going on? I'm like, I can get up and leave right now. Like, I'm sorry.
Good. I'm like, well, don't make that face,
no,
then, bro.
Don't make no faces.
Because I truly don't. They be like, bro, they be, like, raping them. And then, obviously, there's no way. No, like, mate, hold up. No. Because do you think that maybe the way they're, like, bypassing that is by drugging them? So maybe they're just out.
They're not really feeling it? That's actually, yeah.
Because that happens. Yeah. So maybe they're thinking that's the way to, like,
I would stop her from crying and, like.
And maybe, like, thinking about it. But, like, I don't know how you're not thinking about it if she's asleep.
Yeah.
Truly, bro?
That's like having sex with a teddy bear. Honestly, that's the bottom line. Like, I don't know what. I know that line is controversial.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay. Why do you think so?
I just think it's just controversial because, like, you'll get the all guys are trash. Like, you'll get that.
You'll get the what?
You'll get, like, guys saying, like, well, that's not right. Like, not there's not all guys that aren't trash. Which is, you can't say that's not true. Okay. But
again,
if the shoe doesn't fit.
If the shoe don't fit, bro, then why are you getting mad?
That's true.
Like, I wouldn't get mad. Like, I was going to give an example, but why give an example? We can use this one.
Yeah.
When I see people say men are trash, mm-hmm. I'm not thinking, well, I'm not trash.
That's true. I'm not thinking that either.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I go out and tell girls that men are trash too.
Bro, because, like, it's true.
You just don't know. Like, I only know me, and that's because my mom did a lot of beatings on my behind. So I have a lot of things I just know by actions. I guess y'all just ain't getting beat. Like, I don't know.
Really, but then again, I think, like, I really try to figure out what it could be. Like, say this gets, we're gonna give an example, right?
Mm-hmm. This part, you got 9 minutes. We're about to end at 60. I'll have to end this and start this. All right, hold on real quick. I'm just going to end it and start it again so we can just have a little extra.
We already started. Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah, we're good.
Resentment. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to say, like, if you did an example, like, say there's, like, baby John, mm-hmm. like, he's a baby. He gets beating as a kid from his black mother. Mm-hmm. Is that kid building resentment to his mom, which is then making it be like, he looks at all black women that way, do you think? Like, it's like a...
I think that's...
Thing building? Like, I don't know.
I think it's possible.
But I don't really see that being a reason. I mean, I don't know.
I don't see it... I can see it being part of her. It depends on how bad the mom beats his ass, I think.
Okay.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a difference between, like, disciplining and just tearing up cheeks.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely different.
Yeah.
Heaps.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Point. Abuse.
But so, I wonder, like, is it... Okay, if they're getting abused, I don't really know. I still wouldn't say there's probably a reason to go out and hate black women. But, like, wouldn't I just only build a resentment towards their mother? Like, I'm just trying to, like, think of what gets them there.
I would say...
Because I don't see it.
I think it's just a simpler thing.
But.
Like, as in, like, your mom is a woman, mm-hmm. and she disciplines you, and let's say you build up resentment. Mm-hmm. So instead of, like, understanding that your mom is just an ass woman or a good mom and you just don't understand it, mm-hmm. you, instead of trying to go figure out, like, oh, all girls are not like that. Mm-hmm. You just say, like, it's just simpler to just say all girls are just ass. And then it's just bop. And especially when you grow up and you grow up through school and you're seeing, like, guys got all the power. You read it in the history books. Guys have this. Guys have this. So now you're on your tip.
So you know what that means?
God, just go say it, bro. Just say it. Just say
get rid of a patriarchal society.
Honestly, I don't know how we're going to do that.
Honestly, I don't know. Well, I don't know. But let's just make it clear for the people who are probably going to be raging, being like, oh my God, Samir hates men and thinks black men are a problem for all of that. Because, well, one, I'm black and a man. So yeah. I don't.
I too.
But, no, getting rid of a patriarchal society doesn't mean men have, like, less power. It's just that now you're equal. Mm-hmm. That's really it.
Yeah.
And maybe you have a problem with that because, let me not. But.
I thought they had a problem with it.
Oh, they do.
They do.
I was gonna, like, go in, like, on that. Yeah. But, like, I just said, I don't know about it.
Nah. I will. Y'all do. Y'all some weird ass people.
Facts.
Like, I just don't get why it's hard to just realize you can't treat somebody, man or woman, and throw them in a dumpster. This is just ridiculous.
Maybe it's because of toxic masculinity.
I think it has a lot to do with that.
And a lot of people already don't think that exists.
Yeah, you're right.
Which I would say, I would question, like, I don't know how they don't see it. But, like, maybe that's what it is. Toxic masculinity, like, you gotta think of it. Like, think about, like, growing up. How many times your dad has probably, like, I'm not even, like, speaking to you, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, your dad would be like, be a man, toughen up, act like a man.
Yeah.
So, like, probably, like, that would make them have to repress anything that's not seen as manly.
Sure.
So maybe then they see, like women are, like, seen as, like, the nurturers or something. So they feel like it's a power thing. Like, and that's just what makes it toxic and, like, all the things that come with it.
Yes, yeah. It's just the way it was built before. Like, the woman, you used to stay home, guy breadwinner, you know what I'm saying?
That's weird.
And I would even say, like, even thinking about iconic men, Scarface did the same thing. Girl, his wife.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
His wife was stay at home guy. He was a breadwinner.
That's strange.
I mean, I can't think of what other iconic movie men is there.
But she, like, who, like, was, like, cheating on her or something?
Nah, not it's not cheating on their wife,
or,
but,
like, not seen as, like, an equal. Or
yeah,
like,
just like the man was going out and the women were just like, oh. Hell, even for a while, Superman, Lois Lane was no. Lois Lane would just be like, Superman, help!
Yeah, but Lois grew into herself.
You know who was never like that? Catwoman, but it's okay. It's okay. I wasn't like that.
I don't know. I feel like you're trying to get that.
I'm not taking that shot. But, honestly, we won't drag this out too long.
But Lois got the hand.
She's not being no Catwoman, bro. Catwoman beat a Batman at the beginning.
We all know about Bruce Lesselina win. Bruce is trying to get in some Catwoman.
Anyway, look. Point being,
nigga that can beat Darkseid. Sorry, let me stop.
When black women, you're not doing anything wrong.
I feel like our conversation went so far away from the core.
From the core. I just feel like, I feel like it's just like a, I hate to call it like a sub thing, but it's a sub, like, to just that men don't just treat women with equal respect. You feel me?
Yeah.
And now it's just really prominent.
It's really prevailing.
Yeah. In the black
community.
So it's like, I still feel like we kind of got, we hit all on all those things, you know what I'm saying?
We didn't, like, dive into them because, well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. So we're just really trying to just do our part to say that we want to, we're not with whatever the hell these other black men are doing, or just men are doing it in general. in general.
He bugging out.
Yeah, honestly. So, women carry a knife, carry a gun, carry a taser. Honestly, like, that's not even like, I don't think
he's clipping the ass.
Yeah, honestly. For real. If they throw you in a dumpster, you should Kill Bill the ass. That's what I say.
For real.
Kill Bill. And record it too, because I will for sure watch that.
Yup. You know what I'm saying? Keep going.
For real. Volume 1, 2, and 3. And 3.5. I think I have a 3.5. I'm just saying, bro.
But I'm just saying. Yeah, I don't know, honestly. Black men, listen to black women and really try to understand their struggle.
Facts.
Don't try to diminish it. Don't try to belittle it. Don't try to belittle them. Mm-hmm. Listen. And don't listen to argue. Listen to understand. And if you can't do that, listen to me or my fist.
Facts.
And then it's just on that.
It's just weird. I'll end it on this, like an opening, like a little open thought, which is like, it's weird that black men we're in this Black Lives Matter movement to get white people to listen, but yet the black men are almost in a sense doing what the white men are doing to them, to the black women.
Because then my question is, not really it's a question, yeah, but like my thought on it is then, is it really, are they really fighting for black people or fighting for like black men themselves? Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know if they really actually, I think the thing is always, the question always becomes for any type of movement, which I read, it's usually used to belittle, but like when I try to think about it, like really give an answer for it. I don't know. But I think the question, it always comes down to like, is it for an equality thing or just a reverse of the power thing? So like, I really wonder, are they just trying to get to a point where they're more closer to white men and the women are kind of where they're at? So
that's a good question, actually. That's actually such a good question that I'm not even going to give my input on it.
Because I don't know it.
Yeah, I was trying to look cool, but I don't know the answer to that. That's hefty. That's hefty.
So if that comes a question for anything, so like, it becomes a question for feminism. Like, well, do they just want to have it as like now it's a matriarchal society instead of a patriarchal society, or to equality? Is it so that now black people are the ones in power, white people are the ones who are being
oppressed?
I was gonna say ostracized. Yeah, that probably fits too, though, honestly. But yeah, I don't know. That's a question that will be tackled at some point, but probably not right now.
Not right now. Honestly, the best thing y'all could all do is just go talk to your moms. Go talk to your moms, bro.
And if you don't have a good relationship with your mother, talk to somebody else that
you have a good relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Because once you talk to, when you find a mom that really you connect with, you won't be allowing nobody to throw no women.
That become your mom.
That become your mom.
Prime example.
Yeah, facts.
Man.
God.
That's right. Don't call my mom yet.
Yeah. Sometimes I do, but I'm like, man.
I'm going to have people on to do that.
I know, honestly.
I'm going to call her one day, and I'm going to call her, and then I'm like, bro, just say mom. You know, probably did this to my dad.
Your dad?
Even notice.
He said, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I said, our dad. So you said art. I'm like, bro, like that wasn't even me.
Alright, well, I hope y'all had a good discussion. I hope y'all chilling, and I hope
black women.
And just respect black women and just women in general. Godly.
Yep.
Y'all suck. Bye.